Keeping a detailed journal of her espionage activity was too risky, Van Loo decided. If the authorities raided her mansion, she would be sent to prison if they found such a diary. At night, she placed sensitive papers, such as agents' reports and her own intelligence notes, at her bedside table to destroy quickly if she had to, or to quickly hide in other places in the mansion like the library. Documents there could be stored in the pilasters of the library's iron fireplace that reached part of the way up to its mantle. Two bronze couchant lions with secret cavities in them sat atop the pilasters, making for an ideal hiding place. Van Loo quickly mastered the tedious process of encoding messages to Butler with the cipher Howard provided. She often tore the ciphered note into several pieces and sent each by different couriers on different routes directly to the general instead of using the post office. Family servants who acted as couriers sometimes put messages in scraped-out eggshells hidden in baskets of real eggs or among the paper patterns seamstresses carried. The Van Loo family's vegetable farm near the Richmond-Henrico County line below the city became the first of five stops along the James River where couriers could drop off or pick up messages to pass along to Fort Monroe. Within 6 months, Van Loo was running more than a dozen agents and couriers, in addition to Mary Bowser and her other African-American servants. She had at her disposal a devoted group of friends, like Rowley, Josephine, F.W.E. Lohman, Charles Palmer, and Abby Green. Many, like Lohman, already had run-ins with Confederate authorities and risked long prison terms or even hanging if they were caught. Her reports to Butler paid more attention to living conditions in Richmond than to military matters. But her military information was not insignificant. Butler, who sent Rowley $50,000 Confederate dollars for the ring's expenses and promised more if needed, was insatiable, writing Van Loo in invisible ink with intelligence he wanted, such as updates on rebel rams, boats built to slam into Union shipping, an enemy strategy for North Carolina. Van Loo messaged him developments at the Richmond Navy Yard and everything her ring collected on Confederate moves in the Tar Heel State. Her agents also managed to unearth intelligence that contributed to two daring operations the Federals launched early that year.